Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Yastrzemski moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. There goes Evans trying to get to third. Bostock throws the ball into Cubbage, who tags Evans for the out. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is hit by the pitch. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Randall reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Ford goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randall moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Pohl now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields the ball and throws to Gold's covering. Safe. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Braun reaches second base with a double. Randall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to third. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Bill Lee now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Tony Oliva. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom House now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House fires to first and picks off Braun. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Campbell now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Rico Petrocelli. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.